So we've been talking the last few weeks about how we can follow along with Jesus, how we can really be disciples of Jesus Christ. Jesus gives us some guidance in his words and his actions, and we know that this is our guide along the way. In our efforts to be disciples of Jesus today, just as the early disciples struggled with following Jesus, we too are given this challenge to live into Jesus' teachings nonetheless. The way that we are to be a Christian, or in other words, a disciple of Jesus, is to listen to the words of Jesus and to take them seriously in our lives. Through the sometimes challenging words that Jesus gives us, we step into the joyous and the God-centered kingdom life with God. A scripture this week is a parable of Jesus from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 22, verses 1 through 14. Once more, Jesus spoke to them in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who gave a wedding banquet for his son. He sent his slaves to call those who had been invited to the wedding banquet, but they would not come. Again, he sent other slaves, saying, 'To those who have been invited, look, I've prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fat calves have been slaughtered, and everything is ready. Come to the wedding banquet.' But they made light of it and went away, one to his farm, another to his business, while the rest seized his slaves, mistreated them, and killed them. The king was enraged. He sent troops, destroyed those murderers, and burned the city. Then he said to his slaves, 'The wedding is ready, but those invited were not worthy. Go, therefore, into the main streets and invite everyone you find to the wedding banquet.' Those slaves went out into the streets and gathered all whom they found, both good and bad, so the wedding hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to see the guest, he noticed a man there who was not wearing a wedding robe, and he said to him, 'Friend, how did you get in here without a wedding robe?' And he was speechless. Then the king said to the attendants, 'Bind him hand and foot and throw him into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen.'" So preachers often like to title their sermons with a sort of creative little catchy title, one that describes in a sometimes cheesy little phrase what the message will be about for that week. I read commentaries and sermons to prepare each week, and this week I read one with a title that said, "I don't like this parable." That was the title. Pretty catchy, honest. In our scripture today, Jesus tells a story, a parable. Jesus tells lots of stories in the Gospels to get a message across. And this is one of them. In this story, there's a bunch of unrealistic things that kind of happen. In the story, the people who were invited to this feast provided by the king, they start to make all sorts of excuses to not attend the banquet. Silly excuses. I have to clean my fish tank kind of excuses, you know. I have to do my laundry. My hamster died, that kind of thing. You know, you've done it. But people not only turn the king down for this free dinner, which seems odd enough to me, some of those who were invited even kill the messengers who were inviting them to the banquet. Doesn't make any sense. And then on top of that, in this story, the king then goes to war against the city. This is all while the king is apparently keeping this meal nice and hot for the banquet later. Though this is a story Jesus tells, it's not just a story. I think there still may be a message for us. In this scripture we have today, when the invited guests refuse to come, then the king decides to send his servants out one more time to go and bring in everyone to the banquet. Anyone they meet, the good and the bad, the scripture says, beggars, people off the street are brought in. This is the good news. Gospel of Jesus Christ. We are welcomed into God's kingdom. Each of us, good or bad, brought in from wherever we are and welcomed in with this,
this royal banquet, a feast. A feast is set before us by our loving God. In the 15th century, a lady named Catherine of Genoa had a powerful experience of God's love for her. And she was changed. She gave up a privileged life, and she started to care for the sick and the poor at a hospital. She witnessed God's love there, and she witnessed the present kingdom of heaven there. And having this experience, this woman, Catherine of Genoa, she said once, as for heaven, she said, I guess you've noticed, God put no doors there. No, God didn't. And don't you wonder why? It's because whoever wants to enter heaven does. That's how God's love works. All merciful, standing there with God's arms wide open. God's waiting this very moment to embrace us and take us into God's splendid beauty and kindness. This is the grace of God for God's children. All merciful, standing there with arms open wide. In another of these sort of unusual parts of this parable of Jesus, that sort of clashes with our sensibilities a little. Our scripture then tells us that after the king sends his servants out to bring in anybody and everybody to enjoy this king's feast, good or bad, beggars off the street, then the king finds someone not dressed properly for the banquet, and he has them bound up and thrown out. This seems a little odd. It doesn't seem to fit. This king throws someone out for not being dressed properly. How could people sort of herded into the banquet from the streets be expected to wear the right clothing anyway? I'm not so sure that being dressed properly is really the point for us here and now. I've heard Pastor David talk about this parable and quote Fred Craddock saying that this parable is really a story. It's really a story about our job descriptions. Our job isn't to judge whether someone is dressed properly, or whether someone is really fit for the kingdom of God. That's God's job. Our job is to go out and to bring people in, to welcome everyone in. Jesus made it clear by his actions and his words that it's not our job as disciples to be the judge or the gatekeeper. It's our job to invite people in to this feast. At this feast, this banquet, we are given God's blessings, peace, joy, hope, love, God's grace. We are given freely. These are the kinds of things that we are given. And so these are the kinds of things that we embrace. These are the kinds of clothes that we wrap ourselves in. The Apostle Paul said in the book of Colossians, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. Beginning a new life with Christ has been described in the New Testament as putting on a new set of clothes. Really living into the kingdom life and ethics of Jesus is like we're wearing a whole new set of clothes. Sometimes we wear our Christianity kind of like a badge. We wear a cross, or we have a t-shirt or something. I had a cross necklace I got at my baptism that I wore for many years. But we know that this life of faith, it's more than a badge, more than a patch we wear. It's more than a change of clothes. It's a change in attitude. It's a change in our behavior, a change in our outlook on life. Still, we can struggle with this. We at times tend to clothe ourselves in our more natural clothes, not the clothes of Christ. We become too easily upset, bitter, set in our own ways for our own purposes. I've certainly had times I found myself slipping into my more natural ways, away from kindness, humility, patience and love, as Apostle Paul suggests. I was a part of a tiny little church in Kansas for a while. It was a great little church that seemed to collect people that weren't always welcome in a lot of churches. Some that have been that found that they were unwelcome before. And there they were. There they all were in my little church every week, joyful, so blessed to be able to find the welcome grace of God, the good news present here on earth. And we would all celebrate, and we'd worship together and take communion together as one body in Christ. It's a beautiful picture of God's kingdom come. I remember one week I found out that there was a man, a good, you know, tithing kind of man who was a part of the church. And he had been a part of churches his whole life. He didn't seem to quite understand what we were trying to do. And this man had apparently written a letter, and it breaks my heart. He and his wife, I think, had written this letter to the pastor saying, why are those people here? Why are those people taking communion with us? And he gave an ultimatum. He says it's us or them. And they ended up leaving the church. We can so easily slip into our more natural clothes, invited to the table, welcomed with grace, and then living as though that wasn't the case. We are called to wrap ourselves in the clothes of Christ in kindness and humility and reach out with the grace that God has so freely given to us, inviting all God's children in. Over and over in the Gospels, Jesus sits down and he eats with all kinds of sinners and tax collectors. And the righteous religious people are just about to lose their minds about it. They can't handle it. At one point, just before our scripture today, Jesus says to these religious people, he says that the tax collectors, the prostitutes, they will enter the kingdom of heaven before the righteous and religious. You can just about imagine their faces turning red. But this is what the kingdom of God looks like. There was a king who threw a banquet. The king pulls the people off the streets, all kinds of people, people like us, beggars at the door of God's mercy, as Brennan Manning says. This welcome kingdom of God banquet is set for us, and we are invited to partake, to wrap ourselves in the clothes of Christ and joyfully feast with our King. David Niles has said that evangelism is one beggar showing another beggar where to find some bread. One beggar showing another beggar where to find some bread. Each week we have this table set before us. It's not our table. We have no claim over it. It's Jesus' table. And we come, beggars at the door of God's mercy, and we come, and this banquet table is set before us, and we get a glimpse of the divine, a foretaste of heaven here on earth. That's something to share with this world. On the night in which our Lord was betrayed, he took the bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body broken for you." Likewise, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This is my blood shed for you. As often as you eat of this bread and drink this cup, remember me." All are invited, all are welcome to come and to partake in this divine feast, this banquet that God has set for us. Please come.